Yo, what's good? It's your boy CJ King. Look, and I'm rocking with the homie Rick Sincere. I'm gonna need y'all to keep it locked right here on MTMV Sports.
The oldest heavyweight champion in boxing history, George Foreman, reached out to Wilder after his first defeat. The Bronze Bomber said on the PBC podcast that he would solicit advice in person from Foreman before he begins training camp for his third fight against current WBC and ring heavyweight champ Tyson Fury. Wilder will need all the help he can get, as he arguably lost the first bout with the Gypsy King and was thoroughly outclassed in the February 2020 rematch. Bantamweight champ Henry Cejudo retires. John Jones asks for his release. Conor McGregor supposedly retires again. Now, ESPN airs a 10-plus minute interview with Jorge Masvidal speaking out against the UFC's compensation practices. Dana White went from saying that Bones and Conor and Ronda and the like are pay-per-view partners to saying that fighters are independent contractors. Jorge made a point. If I'm an independent contractor, then I should be able to go where I want and ply my trade, but I'm not able to do that. Over the past couple years, it's been revealed that the UFC keeps their fighter payments to 16 to 18% of their revenue versus the 40 to 50% split that most sports have in the US. Between a willingness to improve compensation or throwing their weight around when it comes to matches that the fighters ask for, the athletes are getting fed up of how they're being treated. The fact that the broadcast partner of the UFC put Jorge's interview on SportsCenter means that Dana and Endeavor may be in for a more difficult fight than they've had in the past over fighter pay. Another former heavyweight champ, Andy Ruiz, parted ways with Manny Robles after losing his rematch with Anthony Joshua. It's been said that he'll be joining other famous boxers of Mexican descent like Ryan Garcia and Canelo Alvarez by using Eddie Reynoso as his trainer. Ruiz has gone silent in recent months, canceling or making himself unavailable for interviews. Maybe that's the kind of seclusion he needs to regain the fire and form that caused him to shock the world last year and become the first Mexican heavyweight boxing champ in history. For more Fight Night news, look for the MTMV main card on your favorite podcast platform. It's your man, The Voice, fights correspondent for MTMV Sports.
Sports fans rejoice. You're listening to My Team, My Voice with MTMV Sports.